Hey, once again, guys, sorry about that. It was something happened on my phone, so unfortunately I had to break this down. So we're gonna do a part two, because we're not getting off of this, okay? So let's go to we was on verse six. Let's go to verse seven. Let's go to verse seven. Flee from Babylon, run for your lives, do not be destroyed because of her sins. It is time for the Lord vengeance. He'll pay her for what she deserves. Woo, come on. What do he mean by that? What do he mean? Flee from Babylon. Flee from her ways. Flee from Babylon. Flee from her ways. Flee from her colleges. Flee from her American dream. Flee from her her clothing. Flee from her and her ways, in her evil ways. Flee from Satan worshiping. Do you know that the majority of CEOs and supervisors and people in high management, do you know majority of them serve Satan? That's just facts, guys. I don't give a damn if that supervisor is playing gospel music 24/7. I am telling you guys right now, majority of the people in supervisory positions serve Satan. Facts. Do not be destroyed because of her sins. Don't keep on doing the same thing that she is doing. Don't keep on doing the same devil worshiping. Don't keep on going to do the same thing that everybody else do. 2/3 of people are going to be done away with. That's just facts. Over 2/3, really, it's really going to be 1/3 going to really be standing up. It's going to be 1/3, and even so, 1/3 is going to start falling off. Man, I'm telling you guys. I am telling you. It's time for you to stop thinking everything white. And I'm talking to my indigenous black men, women, and children. Now, let me say this too. The Gentiles, Latinos, whites, our Arabs, you need to get out of her thought process too. Because guess what? The Most High is going to pick some of you guys. Yes. The Most High is going to pick some Gentiles. He's going to pick some white people. He's going to pick some Arabs. He's going to pick some Latinos. But I'm going to be very, very honest, and I'm going to be all the way real with you. We got 197 countries in this so-called planet, right, of Earth. And I'm telling you, only 10% out of the whole 197 nations, if you are a Gentile, that means everything other than Negro. We have over 197 countries and territories on this planet. And I'm just being very, very honest, and I'm being very, very straightforward. Out of 197 plus countries and territories, it's going to be only 10% that's going to fucking make it. That is facts. Now, you can play this game. People can play this game if they want to. People can continue to play this game if they want to. But I am here to tell you guys, I am telling you guys right now, only 10% of Gentiles is going to make this thing. That means only 10% of together, this is together, we're not talking about separate. This is together. Whites, Latinos, Arabs, Asians, you put all the other ethnicities besides Judah, which is the Negro man, woman, and child. Any other nation is only going to be 10%. Combine all the other nations to combine, only 10% of Gentiles going to make this thing. And you will be a servant. No, you're not going to be a servant like, come here, boy, go fetch me that. No. You're going to have a robe. You're going to have a mansion too. That's fast. You're going to have a mansion. But you will never be royalty. And you will also have to understand that the Most High chose the Negroes as the leaders. You cannot lead Judah. That's facts. You cannot lead Judah. So flee from Babylon. Flee from that white supremacy and say, oh, white is right, and you black better get back. No. That old countryfied saying, no, it does not work no more. No. The Most High is speaking, and Judah is starting to rise up, and Judah is starting to understand who the hell he or she are. That's facts. Okay? Let's go to 8. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. He made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, therefore now they have gone mad. Come on, man. So, let's just break this thing down, because we know the Bible speaks in parables, right? So, let's read this again. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drunk. First of all, do you know this is not even really called earth? It's really called something else, but we'll get to that in a whole another subject, but we'll move on. She made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, therefore they have gone mad. What do they mean by that? We'll have to go back to Deuteronomy 28 and 60. Back to Deuteronomy 28, sorry about that. Go ahead and go back to Deuteronomy 28. What did the Most High say to his people, to Judah? He said that you have disobeyed my laws, you have disobeyed my commandments, and now all nations will should come against you. So now let's move forward. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. Okay? The Most High knew that Babylon, which is America, was going to be the last place that Judah was going to have to serve slavery at. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drunk. So, yes, the Most High turned his back on us. Yes. I'm tired of black folks saying, man, well, I guess he turned his back on us. I guess he didn't give a damn. He went to sleep. You damn right he went to sleep. Because when you continue to disobey his commandments, when you continue to chase other gods, other wooden gods, when you continue to chase homosexuality, when you continue to chase these fraternities and sororities, yes, the Most High is going to turn his back on you, because there's over 600 laws. They only have 10 laws of his commandments in the scriptures. Yes, but there's really over 600 laws. That's why you got to go into your word and read. Don't let a pastor read to you once a week and that's going to be it. Don't let a pastor who is a man who has faults of his own, and a lot of these pastors are sissies, but you're going to go to church once a week, let that man read to you once a week, and his knowledge and his determination, and you're good with that. You're going to be butt-ass naked out here. You're going to be butt-ass naked. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drink. What do they mean by that? By the power. When the Most High turned his back on Judah, on the indigenous black men, women, and children, when he turned his back on us, he gave all power to who? Babylon, which is really America, really standing for America, but that's also what? White supremacy. Look at the European Caucasians. Look at the overall origin of European Caucasians that came from what? The Caucasus Mountains. They was mountain people. They was in cave. They were cave dwellers. They ain't the Most High chosen people. That's stupid. And just like I said yesterday on YouTube, they talking about, well, Jesus was a Middle Eastern. First of all, there's no such thing as a Middle East, stupid. There's no such thing as a Middle East. That don't make sense. Where's the Middle West? Where's the Middle North? Where's the Middle South at? There's no such thing, right? There's no such thing as Middle East. It's all Africa. Before 1690, all of it was Africa. Israel was Africa. Iran was Africa. Saudi Arabia was Africa. Dubai was Africa. It's all Africa. But they're going to make you think, oh, that's a separate thing in the Middle East. No, it's all Africa. Syria is Africa. You have been lied to by these maps. You've been lied to by these Christian churches. And you've been damn sure been lied by these schools. She made the whole earth drunk and her power. So now, since Babylon has power, okay, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to change the whole entire history of who the hell you are. No, we're not going to say you're a king or a queen. We're going to say you was a fucking slave. Black folks' civilization started in slavery. That's what it really means. It made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, therefore they have gone mad. Now, all of a sudden, now, the lie has been so big for so damn long, people don't even want to know the damn truth. Woo, come on, let's talk today. Come on, let's talk. Babylon, let's go to 9. Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken. Come on, man. Do you think it's a coincidence that AT&T went down, T-Mobile went down, Facebook and Instagram went down, this went down, that went down? All these hacks going to these systems. I live right here in Atlanta, right? In Fulton County, I don't know if they're still going through it right now, but they was going through a hack where the hacker demanded $2 million from Fulton County. They were going to release all kinds of information, personal information, from everybody that lived in Fulton County. This is where we at, people. We are here. It will suddenly be, will suddenly fall and be broken well over her. People going to be crying when this banking system goes down. Come on, man. Let's talk today. We're going to talk. This is the fall of Babylon. Babylon will fall. Yes, sir. People going to be crying. People got $2, $3, $4 million in their Rafa IRAs. People got $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 in their savings accounts. Come on, let's talk today, man. Come on, let's talk. People got $1 million in their bank accounts. People got $1 million in their Roth IRAs and their investment portfolios and their stocks and all. They got millions. It's going to come like a thief in the night. Boom! All the banking system is down. You can't get your money back. You can't even use your credit card for right now. Woo! All of it's going down. Well over her. Get blamed for her pain. Perhaps she could be healed. Perhaps. Oh no. Let's keep on reading. We will have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Woo! Come on, man. We will heal Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go out to his own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. Come on. The Most High is going to put judgment on America. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. You think you seen something with Instagram? You think you seen something with AT&T? You thought you saw something with these aliens? You thought you saw something? Wait till these aliens start showing and they're going to look just like you and me, black Negro. Woo, come on, man. Talk today, man. The Most High is going to place judgment on Babylon. I bet I'm playing these games, man. For her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the clouds. The Lord has vindicated us. Come, tell us in Zion what the Lord has, our Yah has done. They're gonna say, man, what did the Most High do for you? Man, he did this, that, blah, 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 blah. Man, you can have a 1,000 tongues and you ain't gonna, and that won't even be enough for you to say everything what the Most High have done for you. Woo, come on, man. Sharpen up the swords. Take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the kings. Woo! See, let me tell you something. See, the Most High is telling me to speak right now. So we're going to speak right. I had to break this thing down. See, let me tell you something, man. 85 to 90% of black folks are not going to fucking make it. I'm going to say that first and foremost. Let's say that, okay? Because I don't want black folks to think that, oh, he's going to tell us to rise up. We're going to rise up. Oh, no. 85 to 90% of black folks are going to fall. Because y'all fell for the same American system as the European Caucasians. Facts. Okay? But the Most High is going to send a message to his one-third. You got power. Do you understand? If you are one-third, you have powers that you don't even know you have yet. Let me ask you a question. Why do one-thirds always go through the most shit? Woo! Come on, let's talk today. Why do the one-thirds always go through the most bull crap? Why do one-third always got to go through the most? They got to lose the most. They gotta be humble in the worst way. Because the Most High is refining you. The Most High may take your wife like he did with me. The Most High may take your child. Some people lost their child. Some people lost their wealth. Some people lost their minds. Some people lost their homes. Some people lost their car. Somebody lost something. But the Most High is refining you. So when the Most High said, take up your sword, you're going to have so much power. Come on, man. There ain't not going to be not one drone. There's not going to be one harp. There's not going to be one thing that is going to stop the Most High people. And wait till the 144 gets hit. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm ready to get up here and dance. Because the thing is getting real out here, man. So let's read this again. We're gonna read this again. The Lord has vindicated us. Come, let us tell in Zion what the Lord our Yah has done. Sharpen the swords, take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the kings of the Medes because his purpose is to destroy Babylon. Come on, man. The Most High. See, let me tell you something. Yes, China is a threat, right? Yes, Russia is a threat, but the Most High is not worried about them. And if you're one third, you shouldn't be worried about Russia. You shouldn't be worried about Israel. You shouldn't be worried about none of these places. Because when the Most High says, take up swords, take up your shield, we are going to destroy Babylon, baby. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing nobody can do. Not one bullet can stop you. Not one knife can stop you. Nothing can stop you. You are the Most High chosen. When you are one third or you are 144, he's going to tell you, he's going to give you powers that you never thought you had. Whew, come on, man. And then he's going to put you through a portal. Come on, man. Come on, let's talk. You don't think the Most High can do just like this? You look in the mirror. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. What? Where am I at? You in Africa. You in Israel. You're in Germany. You're away from America. You're away from Babylon. Because the Most High plucked you and said, you are mine. You're not going anywhere. Woo! Come on, man. Let's talk today, baby. Let's talk, baby. Let's talk. The Lord will take vengeance for his temple. You have destroyed. You have whipped our ass. You have put us in captivity. Whew. So we're going to talk today, baby. Because let me tell you something. That European, European tears, they ain't going to save you. White lady ain't going to save you. Them little crocodile tears that these Karens be having, they ain't gonna save you, baby. They ain't gonna save you whatsoever. Because when the Most High says Babylon has to be judged, America has to be judged for all the wrong they have done to the indigenous black man, woman, and child. Yes, even though the Most High turned his back on us, they knew that the Most High chosen people were the Negro man, woman, and child. And your forefathers, European Caucasians, had sold you out because they did a deal with the devil's child himself, which is the Jewish, not the Jew, not Judah, no. The Jewish people, you did a deal with them. And they told you, you can have your forced democracies, you can have your constitution, you can have your punk-ass passport, you can have all that shit. But guess what? We're still your employers, and the employers are tired of the employees, and they're getting ready to get rid of your ass. Yes! That's why all these migrants are coming through here. It's to destroy you. They don't give a damn about black folks. Majority of black folks are finished any damn way. Why do you think, let me ask black folks a question since you want to be included so much. Why do you think these hip hoppers, why do you think these celebrities are not going to your neighborhood to tell you to go vote anymore? Because you're not even worth it no more. You're not even worth it. You're not even worth for Shaq to go up there talking about go vote. You're not even worth the baby go up there talking about go vote. These are devils, by the way, but you're not even worth it anymore. And this is an election year. You're not even worth it because you already gone. You're already going to go with anything that we're going to tell you. So there's no reason for us to even go to you. I'm trying to tell y'all guys right now, man. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all worried about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I'm telling you right now, you better worry about your bank accounts. And listen, if you're in the Most High chosen, don't even worry about that. If you have food saved up, you got dehydrated food saved up, you got cases of water, you got a generator, bitch, you are in the ball game, baby. You in the ball game. You got more than enough food. You got more than enough food. Because the Most High put it in your mind. Start saving. Start saving. Don't just buy groceries just to eat. No, you need to go buy some stuff that's gonna last you for years. Dehydrated foods, your MREs. Yes, sir. See, when you hear the Most High telling you that, you have been chosen by Yahweh. Woo, come on, man. I'm telling you right now, when they start shutting down these power grids, you're gonna start finding out who's really doing it. See, I'm gonna tell y'all right here. This is not just a race thing. This is all across all races, all creeds, all colors, all sexes. Everybody get on this Instagram. Oh yeah, look how big I'm doing it. Yeah, let's look at how much I made on YouTube. Yeah, I made $10,000 this month on YouTube. Yeah, I'm gonna get a check in 2 or 3 days. Yeah, they're gonna direct the part of my account. Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm big with a big Billy Badass. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something right now, baby. I'm telling you right now from the Most High. That's air money, baby. That's air money. Do you hear me? That's air money. They just threw it up in the air and said, hey, listen, boom, we're going to put the money in your account. It's not even backed up by anything. It's not even backed up by nothing. And you sitting up there, yeah, I'm doing it. You got your full arms folded, yeah. Broke ass nigga. See, that's why these broke ass niggas talking about this, that, and the third, and they need to go get their money up until they're funny up. See, I'm telling you, y'all gonna be the first ones crying for Donald Trump. The first ones crying for Joe Biden. The first ones crying for the police. I'm telling you. You're gonna be at that bank, man. Where's all my money? Man, well, I don't know. It was a complete shutdown of all banking systems, and right now nobody got nothing. Woo! Come on! You don't think that's happening? Then they gonna hit you with a bop gun. Listen to this. Then they hit you with a bop gun. they gonna hit you with a bop gun, dog. They gonna be like, man, we found your money, but right now with diseases going on right now, blase blah, we gotta make sure this thing is secure. So, in order to get your money back, you gotta take the chip. Oh! Come on, man. Talk, baby. Come on. We have to talk about these things. You gotta take the chip? Oh, yeah. You gonna take that chip if you want that money. And that's why I'm just being honest with you guys right now, right? These people are always talking about money all the time. When I'm telling you, when they wipe out the banking system, I am telling you, and I'm speaking to certain family members that I know. I'm speaking to certain family members that you know. You know you got certain family, all they talk about is money. Man, we need to go in, you need to go and do this investment, and we going to, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and I got this new Cadillac, and I got this new Range Rover, and I got this new Land Rover, and I got this, and I can fly on a private jet. Man, that none of that shit doesn't even matter if the Most High don't even recognize you. The universe got to recognize you, baby. The universe got to recognize you. Let me tell you something right now, right? And I know some people gonna be like, man, King Jew is crazy. He crazy as hell. Let me get off this damn. Well, get off there. Well, goddamn it, get off. Fuck it. Get off. I don't want no idiot around me any motherfucking way. But let me say this to you. Do you know the animals know who the hell you are? Woo! I don't think you quite heard me. I don't think I've been heard. You think I've been hurt? No, I don't think you've been hurt. The animals know who the hell you are. I'll give you a prime example. This was last year. I think midway last year. I was on my way to pick up my son. I come out the door to get in my car. I hear a whole bunch of noise. Birds chirping. Did you know when I turn around, because the carport, the carport, if you know my house, the carport, when you come out the side of my house, you have to walk me 1-2 steps, you can look around to the front yard. And so what I did, I took a couple steps and looked around the front yard. It was a whole bunch of birds on my front lawn. Now, they wasn't eating anything. They wasn't going after anything. They were just standing right there. The Most High told me, this is what the Most High told me. Let them stay there. Woo! What? And as soon as I backed up my car to get on the street, the moment all four of my tires hit the street, all the birds just flew away. The Most High, the universe know who the hell you are. I want you to understand something. Did you know those birds were protecting me from somebody? Yes, sir. Even though I was in my own house and I had my own weapons, okay? I could defend myself in this house anytime I want. But the fact that the birds got on my front lawn, they stood right there until I backed up my car and all four of my tires touched the road, that then they finally got up and flew. They were protecting me from something. There was something evil that was going to come to my house to take me out. And the birds protected me. I'm trying to tell you something. When the universe recognizes who the hell you are, I'm telling you, you're going to get strange situations like that. You'll get dogs to come up to you. They'll be barking. They full charge. Woo, 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 woo. I mean, they coming to go get it. And then the moment you stand still, because you know who the hell you are, you are 1/3, you are Judas chosen. The moment you stand, they're going to stop right then and there on their track. As soon as they get to you, they're going to stop. Whew. They may sniff you a little bit. They may bark a little bit. Woo, 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 woo. But they know who the hell you are. Oh, no. This brother, this sister right here is chosen. Oh, no. I can't bite them. Let me go to the next fool. Yes, sir. Do not think that the universe don't know who the hell you are, man. The universe know who the hell you are. They know you. The sad part is you don't even know you. That's the real sad part right there. You don't even know who the hell you are. You don't know what the hell you are. You don't know what the hell you coming from. You don't know none of that stuff. You don't know who the Most High is. You're not getting into your word. You're not going to no scriptures. You're not even trying to do nothing to improve your life. All thing you're doing, going to the club and screwing. That's all you're doing. So when that dog comes full speed ahead, it's going to bite your goofy ass, because guess what? You don't know who the hell you are, and that dog don't know who the hell you are. Instead of those birds going to your front lawn and standing right there until you back out of your car. No, they're going to let the danger, wherever it's coming, they're going to let the danger just happen to you, because you don't even know who the hell you are. You don't even care about who the hell you are. All you want to do is screw and party and bullshit, get drunk, get high, and play games. That's all that you want to motherfucking do. The universe don't recognize that. The universe don't even recognize you, man. So that's why you see all these, a mother and her children was viciously gunned down last night. Take the whole family out, because the whole family to the Most High's eyes is not even worthy of saving. Right now, we are under judgment right now. All you guys sitting up there getting them TikTok checks and getting them YouTube checks, and you're a content creator, and they tell you to come to this meeting, and you take your goofy ass to these meetings, I am telling you right now, you don't have no light. When the Most High, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Let's keep it all the way real. Even though we're doing good with YouTube, and again, I appreciate all my subscribers, all my followers, everybody, all across all my platforms, right? Even though we're getting a lot of support from a lot of people, I know YouTube's gonna take their sweet ass time before they start monetizing me. I already know that. That's why I'm not getting antsy. See, most people who have 9,000 to 10,000 subscriptions, they'll be like, man, where the application at? Where the application at, man? Damn, where the application at? Where the application at, man? Damn, I want the application. I want the application, man. Come on, man. Come on, I know I qualify. See, because the universe don't know you, so you're antsy. See, I know that it's gonna take YouTube a long time before they start giving me an application. But the Most High said in His Word, guess what the Most High said in His Word? I will use your enemy as your what? Your footstool. So even though YouTube don't even want to give me the partnership, but because Yahweh is over everything, they're going to give me the application. Come on, man. I'm claiming it right now. The universe, you have to be recognized by the universe, man. You have to be recognized by the universe. You can't just run around here thinking that you Billy Badass or you the baddest bitch in town. You can't think like that, man. You have to know who you are as a spiritual human being, as Yah's chosen person, man. You have to understand who the hell you are. It's not about money. It's not about the fame. Just look at Shannon Sharp. Yeah, Shannon Sharp, he's doing big right now. Yeah, Shannon Sharp, he got the biggest podcast out there. Him and Chad Johnson, they eating good. I'm eating real good. He was out there saying that I bought this water off the YouTube channel. That's great. But when he leaves this planet and he goes up and Yahweh is waiting on, come on, man. Come on. And Yahweh is waiting on him. What did you do on this side for me to say you belong up here? He can't say nothing. He gonna have to tell the whole truth. I've been a homosexual. I've been fucking men's. I sold my soul. I sacrificed people. You're gonna tell the whole entire truth. You are going to tell the truth. Same thing with me and you. When we get up there, Yahweh gonna meet us. I believe that. I believe Yahweh gonna meet us. If we are worth anything, I'm just gonna say this. If we're worth anything, Yahweh is gonna meet us. I believe that. I totally wholeheartedly believe that. Now he may do something else different. Who the hell knows? But I personally believe, this is my personal belief, okay? He's gonna meet us halfway. Hey, here's all your works. And it's gonna be like, he's gonna play it like a movie. He's gonna play it like a movie. Everything you have done, all the people you have hurt, all the people that you helped, they're all going to be right there. He's going to play the clip. See, because we live in assimilation. See, I don't want to get this deep today, but the Most High is speaking to me right now. We live in assimilation, guys. We're living in a video game, really. We're really in a video game, okay? We all have been here before. We all lived before. And what I mean by we all have been here before, I'm talking about the 16, 1700s. Yes, some of us are our ancestors. Woo! See, things getting too deep now. I know King Julius, things getting too deep. I know it's getting too deep right now. I know it's getting too deep. Because a lot of people can't handle this. We have already been here before. We already have been here before. I'm going to say it one more time to the people in the back. We already have been here before. We already been here before. We already have lived in this life before. We may have been in the 1700s. We may have been in the 1800s or the early 1900s. But I am telling you, we already been here. And we did not do everything right to Yah's liking. So what did he do? He set us right back down here. Some of your loved ones right now that you lost years ago, they've really been reincarnated. They may be in a whole nother country. They may be in a whole nother state. Hell, I'm gonna be honest with you. They may be in a whole nother time. Ooh, wait a minute, time out. What King Jew, what do you mean? Well, we in 2024. Who said that we in 2024? Who said that we live in 2024? That's nothing but a man that's saying that we live in 2024. But we are way past 2024. We probably in 3,000 something like that. But we're gonna give them what they give us, because I don't want to go too deep into that particular subject. Do you know the Most High is so powerful that you may have died in 2023 or 2022, but He may send you back to 1981? Oh, come on, man, come on. Yes. What the hell is that man talking about? We're in 2024. How can you say in 1981? Because the Most High Yahweh could do anything. That's why, baby. We live in a dome. The earth is flat. People want to sit there and laugh at everybody who says that. But it's the truth, man. It's truth. It's plain everyday truth. Come on, man. We live in a simulation, guys. And what you do, and I'm gonna tell you something. If you've been chosen by Yahweh to go back and do it all over again, and you get it right, it's gonna be like a dream. It's gonna be like, whoa. And when you wake up, all the kings and queens in the kingdom, they're gonna give you a round of applause. Yeah, King Judah, man. We thought we lost you, bruh. We thought we lost you, man. You was talking about F this and F that and all this stuff. Yeah, man. It seemed like I had a big dream, bro. Like, I was a father and I lost my wife and my in-laws start turning on me and all this. It's like a big dream. Like, what? And you're gonna be confused, but Yahweh gonna be like, you made it. You made it. You made it. Now take your throne. And everybody gonna be clapping. Everybody gonna be, yeah, you did it, man. You did it. I'm telling you, that is the best. That's more worth more than a paper dollar. Federal Reserve notes. That's not even backed up by anything. It ain't even backed up by gold. They just print the money. Print, 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 print. But a lot of you guys are willing to cutthroat each other and backstab each other, backdoor each other for a paper money, for paper money. That ain't backed up by anything. That's why 85 to 90% of the population have to go. This place called Earth is not even really called Earth, but we're gonna give them what they give us. This place called Earth is filthy. Especially in Babylon, America. All this homosexuality. Yes. Homosexuals are going to be judged too. And I'm going to say this right here. And I'm going to say this, and you can get mad all you want. It's going to be a time where if you're a known homosexual, you'll be killed on the spot. We're going to go to those times. And I know everybody, LGBTQ, IP, 4, 5, 2.9, whatever the hell they want to call themselves today. I know they're saying, we lobbied. We lobbied the Obama administration. We lobbied. We got our rights. You ain't got no damn rights. I am telling you right now, when everything in America starts to fall, I am telling you, when everything in America starts to fall, I'm going to say it one more time. When everything in America starts to fall, all the laws are starting to fall. All your civil rights starting to fall. It's going to be every man and woman for themselves. And if you're a faggot and you ain't got no hands and you're not fighting and you're not getting yourself in shape, you're not building your masculinity, you're not doing that, you want to be a bitch, you want to bend over and take dick in your ass, I'm telling you, you're going to be the first one to go. I am telling you. Now, Obama may have protected your goofy ass for this long, but it ain't gonna be too long before these protections gonna go be done away with. I'm just being honest, guys. And definitely when the banking system goes down, it's really gonna be every man and woman for themselves. Okay, but anyway, thank you guys very very much. I had to break these things down. I had to break it down in two parts, but I just wanted to let you know that, hey guys. I'll be back next Saturday. All right. Be back next Saturday with another. I may do a freestyle. That's what I am going to do. I'm going to do a freestyle next week. I'm not going to do no scripture show next week. I'll do a freestyle. Yes, sir. So let me remind myself. Yeah, I'm going to write it down. Yes, sir. We'll do a freestyle next week. We'll talk about a whole bunch of things. But again, please go on my, go to, the link is in the bio. Go to my website. Look up my new store, my new Judah Life store, my new Judah Life clothing. Also other content also. And also later on today, I'm probably going to do it within the next couple of minutes. I'm going to upload a new instrumental track from Drizzle Beats, okay? So thank you very much to Drizzle Beats and for giving us the music, and we're definitely going to keep using it in commercials. We're going to use it on our platforms, and hopefully we can get Drizzle Beats some business in the very near future, all right? But anyway, peace, one love, the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Talk to you soon.